We're going to go and see if we can help Jeannie. Jeannie is in Florida with a question about insulation.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I have a question about attic insulation because I've been given so many different answers by so many people, and I watch your television show.
Good.
So I've come to know you, and I feel like I could trust what you say.
Great.
I live in Florida where it's very high humidity, and I need attic insulation. So I was going to put the rolls of attic insulation down, and I was told by some people to put it paper down towards the ceiling and some to put it paper up. And I know that it takes the moisture out of the house and everything, but if I put the paper up, wouldn't that soak the insulation itself and trap moisture in the insulation itself? So I don't know if I'm really supposed to put it paper down or paper up. And I'd like you to tell me what's the proper way to do it.
All right. I was more than happy to do that. And that is a question a lot of people wonder about. And your thought process there is exactly right, that if you, the paper, whether you're insulating your crawl space or your attic or whatever, your paper always turns toward the heated and cooled area of your home. So in the attic, it should go with paper down. Now, let me caution you, though, on that. Do you already have insulation in the attic now?
They had put blown insulation in, and I've been doing repairs since Irma came through, and it actually, all the blown insulation is basically gone, and it's in the middle of where the cathedral ceiling is. I've got to take that out of there and just lay the rolls down.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're laying rolls down, then you can use the paper or craft faced insulation is most commonly called, and you would turn the paper down right on top of the existing drywall or plaster on the back side of the ceiling. That would be the proper way to go. Now, what I was going to caution you on, if you're adding insulation on top of existing insulation, then you would want to use the unfaced, to where it have no paper on it at all.
Right. Yeah. And I know that I talked to someone who does building inspecting, and that's one of the things they said, that in Florida, we're not, because of the high humidity, we're not required to have paper at all. And then that threw me even more than the paper up or paper down part.
Right. Right.
So,
but that is the way to do it. If you don't have anything there or almost nothing there, then turn the paper down. And then if you put a second layer of insulation on there, then you would run it perpendicular to the ceiling joist at that point. Because really,
oh, okay.
I mean, you know, insulation is always judged on R value, and an R value of around 32 to 38 is recommended. But in more layman's terms, in inches, you're talking about around 14 to 15 inches of insulation. So if you're putting down a 6-inch piece of insulation, you would need another 6-inch one to get you up to 12 inches as a minimum amount. But
okay.
it's great money, Jeannie, to spend on your house, because you'll get that money back with the energy savings, the comfort of your home. And that, of course, even though in Florida you're not dealing with the cold winters very much, it still will save you money all year round to keep your air conditioning heating system working, less and more efficiently.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now I feel better about doing what I'm doing, and that now I can start the project without worrying about I'm doing it wrong.
Exactly right. And anything else you run across when you're dealing with your house like that, we'll always shoot you straight and always give you our opinion on it. But this is one that is really a fact, is you have to do it that way. And so good. I'm glad we were able to give you a little comfort level, and maybe catch that on a cool morning instead of that one of those hot afternoons when you're doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your time.
Okay, our pleasure. Take care, and thanks for watching the show.
All right, thank you.
Okay, great. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, we get those insulation questions year round.
That
right?
is just perfect. Yep. When you can empower someone like that. We like that.